right. Have you guys ever learned yet that I'll try to be there means I'm not coming?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And maybe means I won't be there.
Yep.
What you guys are looking for with people that are going to do everything from watch your video to come to a meeting are people that are saying to you, wow, when's the meeting? I'm really excited about this. The ideal situation you guys are trying to create in all prospecting environments is to have that new person say, gee whiz, you know, where in the world can I get this information? So they're looking forward to it, or they're looking forward to coming. So your job is to be smart and not push people and say, wow, I did 25,000 ABCs this week and nobody came to the preview. Well, that means your ABC isn't sticky. You don't have any Velcro on it. You want people to want to come to a preview. Don't forget, I said this the other day at the training, Sun Tzu and the Art of War is talking about, and by the way, this is just for interpersonal relations. It's people stuff. War, of course, as von Clausewitz says, is just politics by another means. So it's people interaction, and he writes that a general that knows himself and knows his enemy will prevail in 1,000 battles. A general that knows himself but does not know the enemy, or knows the enemy and does not know himself, will win half the battles. And a general that knows neither his enemy nor himself will lose 1,000 battles. Point of fact, we went into Iraq, we knew ourselves, we did not know the enemy, we're here 8 years later. So that's the reality of it. Whether we're winning or we're losing, the bottom line is, we didn't go in there with the police, and we let the country be in chaos for months, and it cost us thousands of lives and years. Point of fact, that's an exact example right there. Well, let's take a look at your prospecting. If you know yourself, meaning I know that I'm going to the top, I'm not fooling with Niken, I'm not messing with it, I'm not doing it, you know, when I've got nothing else to do, I'm not doing when it's convenient, I am going to the top with or without you, quote unquote, and that means everybody, third person plural, I know this is the greatest opportunity in the world. If you know that and you know yourself, but you do not know your prospect, meaning when you give somebody a tape or when you invite somebody to a meeting or when you send them an email, do you know why they either do or do not watch it? That is what I want you guys to really put some thought into. A professional networker knows themselves, but they also know why people do or do not do things. In other words, if you meet somebody and you kind of lean in and you're pushing them and you did more talking than them and then you barely get an email address and send it to them, let me ask you this, guys. How many of you are really mystified when they don't watch it and don't respond?
I don't think you really are.
Right, but let me ask you this. How many of you guys have ever booked a week appointment and somebody didn't come to a meeting or watch your video, but you still allowed yourself to feel sad about it?
Yeah.
Has anybody here ever booked a week meeting and didn't get the result and then felt like Niken was hard?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
What I'm telling you here is, like for example this weekend, we had a ton of people come into a training. A ton of people called. Man, we had 50, 55 the first time we did it, like 38 the second time we did it. Emails from everywhere. We're going to do a training. We're going to have a great time. We want to come. We really want this training. Well, guess what? Next week is convention. So the people that work Monday through Friday, they only have, how many guys here notice when you work Monday through Friday, the only days you have to get anything done are Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, and if you're going to convention, they're going to lose next Saturday. So in a 14-day period, the only day they have to get stuff done was this Saturday, right? Well, so a lot of people started emailing me like Thursday and Friday saying, we really want to come. When are you going to do it next? But we can't make it on Saturday. Now, when I walk into a room and there's 15 or 20 people there, and I know there should be a room of at least 40 to 50 people there based on people emailing me, there's two paths I can pick. One, I can say, man, nobody came. Nobody wants to do this. Or two, I can say, there's a lot of people that would love to be here, but they're committed to going 1,000 miles to convention next week. They have to do dry cleaning. They have to get food. They have to pay bills. They have to put gas in their car. They have to mow their grass. They have to take care of their kids. Those are all valid things when you're going to be gone for a weekend when you work a job. Is that not correct?
Yes.
So that's knowing my people. When I send somebody a videotape via email, I send them an evite, and I don't hear back from them, and they're working a job, and they've got kids, and they're really busy, I don't sit around the house writing my, dear Niken, I used to like you, and now I'm really sad letter. I understand that my job is to build that vision so that that person, when the time is right, the desire to watch that video, meaning the short-term pain of watching something or doing something, is greater than, or the short-term pleasure of sitting in a chair is not greater than the, or is greater, I'm trying to say it the right way, because Tony Robbins talked about it, meaning if you're sitting in a chair watching TV, the perceived pain of getting up to go and watch the video is greater than the pleasure of sitting in the chair. Did I say that right? You guys get what I'm saying?
So when I
invite you out to a preview on Tuesday night, if you guys really want to know what motivates people, here in a nutshell is why people either do or don't come. When Tuesday night rolls around, all day they may intend to come. But at about 5 o'clock, they get home and they sit in their chair and they're tired. And the short-term gain of sitting in the chair is greater than the short than the pleasure they're going to get from going to a preview, meaning the pleasure of sitting is greater than the pain of driving. The way that you can that you can be a master prospector is to have people perceive that watching that tool or coming to that meeting will alleviate their pain, either physically or financially. The answer to my need is there. And then, and only then, will your prospects have a rocket motor tied to them where they can't, you can't keep them from it. The minute somebody says, wait a minute, if I do this, I'm going to have an unbelievable chance to get out of my life that I'm in that I don't like, that's the thing that will motivate people. And if you don't do that, you're always going to get people that don't follow through. You'll meet people. I got people out there that call me all the time. Oh, I just met 3 great new prospects. And guess what? Nothing. You know why? Because they are a windbag. They do more talking than they do listening. And what they do is someone shows a little bit of interest, and you get that little itty-bitty spark, and instead of just going, they go. Has anybody here ever had a tiny little spark?
Oh, yeah.
What happens if you blow all over it like a giant, like a vortex?
Blow it out.
You're going to blow it out. Now, what happens if you just, what do you do with a little bit of a spark, guys?
You fan it.
So here's the bottom line. When it comes to your tools, be they e-tools or live meetings or anything, if you invite somebody this week, your job is to get them so they really want to come, that value. Now, by the way, how much will your posture, meaning how much they see you doing it and how much they see you committed, how much will that do to how much they perceive that this is a big deal? Do you guys think that's a big thing or a little thing?
Big thing.
Huge. If they see that you're committed, they're going to be involved. The other thing, if they feel like you're doing this, in other words, when I talk to a prospect, what I'm saying is, I'm building this. This is the way. This is like if I was still working, I would say I'm going to be out of my job in 6 months. I'm looking for partners to launch this with me. This is what I plan on doing. When I make those declarative statements, what I'm also telling them is, my decision to do this does not hedge on your participation. Your participation is being offered to you if you want to come along too. There's a big difference between that and. I'm going to like Nikan and be really happy if you decide to come to the preview Tuesday night. Which one's going to give your person more value?
The first one.
Sure. And so I want you guys to know yourself, meaning you know what you're doing, and then know your prospect so you understand why they... Let me ask you this, guys. Do you really honestly, when you say you don't know why someone didn't come to a preview, do you really honestly not know, or do you really have a pretty good idea when you think about it?
You have a good idea.
Sure you do. Absolutely you do. So just think about in your minds when you're using these e-tools, not can you send out 56,000 e-bytes, but how can you get the person getting it to say, wow, I have value on that thing coming into my inbox. And then instead of, you know, 3 things for trips, 1 for Viagra, and 17 for banking things, and then 1 for, you know, 1 for Nikan, and I'm telling you guys that because that's exactly what your people get. And when they look through their email and there's 17 things sitting there and they see you're sitting in there, what's going to make yours stand out from all the rest of that stuff? It's going to be your relationship and how you talk to them and how you build value.
Yeah, personal interaction.
So you want to pull that email out of that stack of garbage. I mean, I'm looking at my email right now, sitting right here in front of my face. I've got one, medications you need, state of the world. I have 2 from Dennis Williams. 5 people that want to get added. But when I just take a look at all this stuff, when I look at stuff that I've got in here, I almost can't believe how many spam emails I have for crying out loud. I mean, there's dozens of them in here. I could go down this. I just deleted a bunch of them out today. There's stuff about banks. There's stuff about politics. There's stuff for, you know, every kind of nutritional you can think of. There's American Airlines in here. There's Southwest Airlines in here. So when I've got one in there that says Nikan 5-Minute Story, to your prospect that doesn't have the value that we have, does that look exactly like American Airlines Super Saver email?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's not that you can send the email, it's what can you do to get it watched. It's not that you invite someone to a preview, it's how do you get someone to say, wow, if I go to that thing on Tuesday night or Thursday night, there's a chance it can change my life. I'm really excited about it. And that gal that I met today, she seems really fired up. In fact, she just left her job, or she's going to be leaving her job in 2 months. That's the wild card. And by the way, let me just say all this to you guys. Anybody out there that struggles with prospecting, the only way to get better at it is to step into it, meaning to get yourself, to get used to doing it. And I promise you this, my first 9 paychecks combined were less than $1,000. I was miserable. This year alone, my wife and I have sponsored 6 people that we put through, some we put underneath people that we're working towards Royal Diamond with, some we took ourselves, okay? And that's not a huge number, but the longer you're in the business, you know, you can cherry pick a little bit more, which is what I do. I can't sponsor 15 new people right now. I can't handle them. And you know, I've got a weird set of circumstances running this program anyway with all these, you know, all these folks plugged in. So I'm pretty selective by who I sponsor. But my first 9 months, I couldn't do anywhere near that, and I didn't have a downline. I certainly didn't have Pathfinders. My only job was to find people, and I couldn't get one to follow me. Not one. And then all of a sudden, it clicked, because I kept at it. And then I had myself firmly convinced that prospecting is the hardest thing in the world. I used to have heated discussions with an upline platinum of mine about how nobody wants to network market, these products are too expensive, and in Michigan, everybody's so burned out on Amway, nobody wants to do Neken. And by the way, I not only thought that, I absolutely knew that. Let me ask you this. How dangerous is it for you guys as a network marketer to allow the reality of, in your mind, that Neken is hard? Once you've arrived at that decision point, where can you go from there?
Lethal.
You can't move from that spot. So I'm going to tell you this, and some of you think about it, because this is something I hear all the time from people. And by the way, the people that get it, they're cherry picking. And once you understand, it's like shooting fish in a barrel in terms of prospecting, is you can get almost anybody you want. In fact, instead of mass prospecting, you're going to cherry pick. And when you talk to 10 people, you won't even engage people till you know they're pre-qualified in your own mind, and you'll get 4, 5, or 6 out of those 10 once this clicks. But you have to start with the assumption. Well, let me ask you this. If you're married on this call and you have a general premise that marriage is hard and it really doesn't work and after a while it turns to heck, how does your marriage fare?
Pretty much the same.
Sure. Now, if you go into it saying marriage is great and I genuinely like it, I love being married to my wife. I mean, there's never a time when I say, gee, I wish I wasn't married. And I've been other places in my life when I've allowed negative thoughts to be in my head, and it cost me a lot. Your behavior in Neken is no different than across the spectrum of your business, of your life. You know, if going to the gym every day, you want to lose weight, and if going to the gym every day is something that you don't like, and you think that it's hard, how long are you going to go? You're going to quit in 2 weeks. Sure, if you look forward to it and say, I'm getting healthy, and you change the way your mind, I sound like Joel Osteen right now, and that's the kind of stuff he talks about. He makes a living doing it. I guess what I'm trying to tell you guys is, we've got these powerful tools. You know, you have silver-tipped arrows right in your hands with these tools. All the tools across the whole spectrum. But you need a bow and arrow to shoot them. That's what you got to do. And with your Neken business, there's a very hard road of slugging it out. And that, well, I have to talk to people and I need to do more. And, you know, network marketing is just a tough business. And then there's, man, I'm in a buyer's market. Everybody needs what I have. This is the easiest, most fun thing in the world, and I love it. And then you will not be able to keep them out of your business. In fact, you will actually have to take time when you say, I'm not going to do a lot of prospecting this month. I'm too busy. How many of you guys would like to have that problem?
I would like to. I was thinking that. I look forward to the day when I have that problem.
Well, you will. And by the way, Paula, you are very close to a breakthrough. FYI. You're very close to a breakthrough to where the floodgates are going to bust open. You know, I went down to Corpus this week. You know, Aurora, you know, you're a natural prospector. People like you. I watch the people in your home. It's the most easygoing. You have a fluidity to your prospect. You go down there, there's always people there. And see, you've got that natural fluidity to where, and what I observe, and I'm not trying to embarrass you here, Aurora, but you like people. I can see it all over your face. You just enjoy their company. And that probably the most important quality of a prospector is you just dig people. You know, if you ever get around Denny Rogers, you know, Denny picks up prospects all the time because he just likes people. I mean, he'll sit there and, Jackie, you've been around him quite a bit. He just sits there and talks to you.
Yeah.
He's not jamming tapes down your throat. You make friends with him, and then basically, you know, he'll say, well, you know, if you'd like some information, we'd love to have you come out Tuesday night. And that's the thing. So maybe the lesson in all of this is enjoy what you do. Enjoy the people. You have a solution that can change their life physically and financially. Give it like a gift. Every week before I do this call that I possibly can, unless the Bears are playing on Sunday Night Football, I watch Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Because I just think it's one of the coolest shows. I would love to do that. I would love, as an organization, our Pathfinder Summit, when in a year or two, when we got 10,000 people there, I would love to take the proceeds and build some family a house. Wouldn't that be the coolest thing, you guys?
Very.
I think our summit, what we'll do, maybe our charity will be, we're going to build a family in need around the country. We'll go through our search, and we'll build not only a home, but we'll build a certified wellness home from the ground up, just the same kind of thing.
That'd be awesome.
Wow.
That's something I've always wanted to do, and I also want to support disabled veterans, and I think I would like to build homes for disabled veterans, because a lot of guys are coming home, and they have wheelchairs and stuff, and you know, they don't make a lot of money anyway, and a lot of these guys and gals are coming home, and they can't get their wheelchairs through their house.
Yeah.
So that's something I would like to do. Now, when I go talk to a prospect, you know, I almost feel almost choked up sometimes talking to people, because I want this to help them so much. I really feel when I'm prospecting, like I'm not trying to get people to come to a preview. I feel like I'm giving somebody an opportunity to be a multimillionaire. I know, I absolutely, unequivocally know, I know if they listen to what I'm telling them, they will be retired. I've seen it time and time and time and time again. And by the way, the people that do get retired in this business, I'll tell you the number one thing they all have. They're not trying it. They're not inconvenienced by it. They're doing it, and within a short amount of time, their business takes off like a rocket. So the bottom line is, this business is there for all of you. The next Pathfinder cycle kicks off on November the 2nd. It's going to be the Sunday. I hope I get. I've been screwing up on dates lately, something fierce, but I think it's November. Let me look at my little handy dandy. Yeah, November 2nd, Sunday night. We have a great team coming on. We're going to carry some people forward. We're going to pick up some new folks. This is going to be an awesome opportunity for those of you that are carrying forward. We're going to add some really neat things into the call. We're going to do a lot more webinars. I had a huge response on the WebExes. We're going to do at least half the calls via WebEx, so people around the country. Wouldn't it be cool, guys, for not just you guys to get to participate, but everybody will get to participate listening to the call over the world?
Yeah.
That will be up and coming. Very exciting stuff. There will not be a call next Sunday night because of convention, because everybody's flying home, and it's just too hard to try to pull off. So we will be back November 2 with the kickoff of the next cycle. So everybody get your teams ready, get ready to rock. And that leads us into the call here where I believe our friendly neighborhood cowboy is the host this evening for that part. And I don't know how you've got it arranged with our other friendly neighborhood host, Jackie Carter. And by the way, they're gold, but Jackie, you know, you're not sewing your rank on. You're looking platinum real soon here, doing an awesome job. You guys are the host tonight, so Cowboy, why don't you take over and let's hear what everybody's going to do here over the next year.
Cool. It's exciting, and it's going to be another exciting call when we have the next one. Of course, I want to first of all say it's been a pleasure with you guys for this cycle. It's exciting to see what you guys are doing. It's exciting to see people growing and building their business. And Jackie, you know, we've been around. You and I are inaugural Pathfinders, and we get something out of these calls too, don't we, Jackie?
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do.
Do you have anything, fine thing you want to say to these folks before I continue on with the call tonight?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I just want to congratulate you for putting yourself out there and taking a leadership role with your business and being on the live side of the call. It's not a hard thing to do, but it is a commitment, and it's something to be here every week when it's, you know, when you're listening, you can be doing things, but when you're on the live side of the call, you just got to sit still like a church mouse and participate so you don't make a lot of noise, and that makes a lot of difference. And so that, you know, you're really investing in your business, and you really have helped a lot of people. It may not seem like it when you're on the live side, but there's a lot of people out there who are asking the same questions, thinking the same things that you guys do, and so when you bring up those things, ask those questions, or talk about some of the things that happen during the course of the cycle, it really makes a big difference. And for those of you who are moving forward and staying on, congratulations, because it really is better the second time around. I don't mean better, but I mean really get a lot more out of it the second time around. So if you all of those of you who aren't repeating, and you may want to reconsider and do that in the future. So I highly encourage that. But congratulations. It's been a pleasure, and it's been a pleasure to meet all of you, too.
Cool. And it's always a pleasure to have Jackie Carter on these calls. You always have so much insight, and I'm really excited about what's going on. Like she said, you guys have been on this call, this cycle. It's hard sometimes the first time around. Some of you guys are on here for the first time, and it's hard sometimes. You got to discipline yourself. And I just think a congratulations is in order for each one of you making it through this cycle.
Steve, you're right. It takes, to be on the live call, I used to get people on and off in one cycle. I see people peaking on the live side between two and four cycles. I don't want to keep them on for much longer than that, but I think by the time you get to number two and number three, you get the true productivity. And by the way, it's the same thing with your group, isn't it? And I'm talking live side of the call, not necessarily folks who are listening in our team. They're getting the same training out of it. But there definitely is a bit of a rhythm to being on the live side. So you guys have done a great job, and we're going to go nothing but farther forward from here.
And it's really exciting because each call you do, even though you're on the call a second time or a third time, even like Rick said, a fourth time on occasion, people on the quiet side, people on the gallery side are listening and they learn so much because they hear you growing, they hear you changing, they hear you soaking in what Rick is teaching and what's taking place. And it's a lot of inspiration for you guys. So I just want to give you guys all an attaboy, a pat on the back, being on this call. Some of you guys are going to be returning. Some of you won't. We're looking forward to some new people that are going to be on this call. With that, I'm going to get right along with the call. And tonight it's pretty exciting because we get to talk, each one of us get to talk, now that this cycle is winding down, where are you going to go from here and why? And, you know, when you think about it, Rick's put us in a position where we have our goals in mind. We know where we want to be. I think everybody on this live side is going to be a unique in person forever. And I was thinking about this today because I look back and I look at the inaugural Pathfinders, and, you know, they're all still here. They're all still here. They're all still doing Nikon, and we're building this business. So with that, we're just going to go straight down the list tonight and just take 3 or 4 minutes to say where you're going from here and why. So with that, let's start out with Laura Rothwell in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Hi, this is Laura. I am so excited about being on the call. It has helped me to grow, and I know by being on the call again, I'm going to grow even more. So my goal again is to become silver, to become an expert at prospecting and knowing my prospects. I look forward to going to Humans Being More. It will be my first time right before convention, and then going to my first convention, and then hit the ground running, and all is going to break loose when I get back, and everything's wide open for me. So I am just really excited and can't wait to go.
And Laura, why would you say you're doing this? What's your why?
My why is my world has been tipped upside down. I really don't know who I am right now. I know what I'd like to do. I'd like to do things when I want to do it. I don't want to have to rely on anybody else for anything. And Nikon is my way to do that. That is
cool.
My why.
Cool. Do you have anything to add tonight?
No, thank you.
All right, awesome. And, you know, it is important to see what you just said. Your world is turned upside down. There's things you want to do. And it's funny, once you hear Nikon, once you hear what Nikon has to offer, and once you learn how to do the business, it's like you can never go back.
Awesome.
So with that, we're going to move on to Rhonda Schultz in Naperville, Illinois.
Rhonda's flying right now. She just sent me a text. She's at the airport and doesn't want to be on the call. It's too noisy, so I took care of her.
Okay, Rhonda, hope you're having a nice flight. We're going to run over to Paula Levy. Paula, we were together on Saturday had a great training with Rick. Rick did an awesome training on the e-tools and had some really neat stuff that I'd never heard before. So, Paula, where are you going from here? Why?
Where am I going? Let's see. I'm going to the top. I'm not looking back. I have learned so much from being on this call and from sharing with people that are in the same situation. My why is because the products that we have can make profound, significant differences in lives. And most jobs or careers out there don't necessarily earn a great living, but you're not necessarily making a difference. And this is a combination of those of the things that I would love to do, make money and make a difference. And by doing both, combining the one, it's like the perfect, it's a perfect vehicle. And I have the tools, I have silver-tipped arrows, as Rick said, so I plan on becoming an expert bowman in the next cycle. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I've never lost my enthusiasm, even when I was learning how to do all this stuff, when it took me months to get my pack or something. I just know in every cell of my body this is what I need to do. And so that's my why.
Cool. Awesome.
And I'm off of three of my MS medications now. Right before convention,
awesome.
I'm going to be off my third.
Woo-hoo, Paula!
Thank you, yeah. So,
that's exciting. For those of you that haven't met Paula, she's an awesome person, and she has got a story to tell. Matter of fact, she was the winner of the ticket in Waco, and you're going to see her at convention.
Awesome.
Cool. You got anything to add to that?
No, thank you.
Okay, we're going to drop over to Aurora. Aurora, we've heard so much about you. Aurora's in Corpus Christi, Texas, and she's just rocking down there. I had the pleasure to go down and do a preview for her, had a house full. Rick went down and did a preview for her last Thursday, had a house full. Aurora, you're rocking.
Yes. Well, thanks. Hi, Rick and everybody. Rick is very right. I do like people a lot, and so what I am doing with NECAN feels really right for me, about especially, you know, educating about the importance of a wellness home, and of course, you know, the wonderful business opportunities with NECAN. Since I'm building this business for the future, I feel that I will continue to believe in reaching my goals that will turn my dream into reality. I will continue to build my business, even whether it's just one sign up a month or 5 or 10 a month. I will continue to talk to people, follow up with them, connecting them with those, all these wonderful tools Rick has made available for us. Always got to remember that you got to, you know, when I approach my prospects, that I have to understand that it is what they want, not what I want for them, and that I will connect them to the, you know, by doing this, it will connect me with my right business partners. And also, this will be my first year to go. I mean, I just started, so it'll be my first convention, so I'm excited about it. And why am I doing this? I am doing this because it really, first it was about the products, but then as I thought about it, I said, well, you know, this is my perfect opportunity to set me up for retirement with the residual income that I need that will continue, and even better, the lifestyle that I'm currently having. Because I know if I was to retire now with my current job that I have now, I won't be able to live the same lifestyle that I have. And I know in my heart that NECAN is the pathway to my future. And I will do this by becoming a leader with NECAN and by helping people health-wise and financially. So I think it's a win-win situation all the way around, and I'm just excited about it.
Cool. Awesome. And you're an awesome person. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, that's it, pretty much. And I've just been really excited, and I've learned so much. I think the teams that we have, the little sub-teams that we have, like our Diamonds Forever, I have to say it, that I have learned a lot from them, too. That's been a great idea, Rick, so I really enjoy doing that, too.
Yeah, well, I want you to expound on that just for about another 60 seconds, if you can. Each of you have been divided up into sub-teams, but you guys contact each other on a regular basis, right?
Yes, uh-huh. We actually talk. Our team actually, once a week, we meet, and then we talk for about, it was about 30 minutes, but usually it's lasted about 45 minutes, even longer sometimes. And we all kind of share what we're doing, what's working, what's not working, and just things that have helped us. Kind of like, well, one person said, well, what do I do if this person says this? And, you know, I may have my way of thinking of how I did it, and then Brewster or Kathy may have, and then we give feedback to one another. So it's helped. It's helped a lot. And then a lot of times, just like maybe somebody couldn't go to the training, and one person will share, yeah, this is where you go, how you do it, this is what you got to do to get to the tools and how to use it, or just any kind of information somebody else has seen that the other hasn't seen, we share with one another and help one another in that way. And so that's been really, I think it's been great for me anyway, so I've enjoyed that part. And it's, you know, you got to know somebody and know a little bit more about them. And I've met Robin and Daryl, and I haven't met Kathy and Brewster, but I hope to at the convention. I'm going to be looking for them anyway.
Awesome. Be like a reunion. You know, I thought it was really neat when we went through the cycle the first time, and having those groups, the subgroups, you not only had encouragement and you had uplifting boost, but you also had some accountability, and I thought that was really cool. that you had people you could go to, and it taught me that you need people outside this call to have accountability to.
Oh, the accountability was so important, and I think, you know, because it kind of puts you, it kind of moves you a little bit more, like you say, oh, you know, I'm going to meet with them, you know, be meeting with them on Monday, this is what I'm going to be talking to them about, and I, you know, I want to be there, and so you want, it's very, as part of accountability, that was one of the main, I think, factors of this team, that really helped in that aspect.
Cool, well, attaboy, see you, Laura, and we're going to go on to Brewster and Kathy Ellis in Belton, Missouri. Tell us, where are you guys going from here and why?
I'll first want to comment, Aurora's right, the accountability part of this was superb, and a couple of us are actually going to continue it.
It was
very important to what we were doing. And Kathy and I have figured out we've got three seniors, and we want one more senior identified, that lucky fellow is, but we can get to silver by Thanksgiving. Gold by the first of the year. The why's fairly simple. This is our retirement, and yet it's a lot of fun. And if you can't have fun doing it, then don't do it. This is a wonderful company. It's got wonderful technologies, and it does wonderful thing for people. Wonderful things for people at a time when they really, really need it. It's been a growing experience, a learning experience, and either grow or die, and I'm a long ways from the ladder.
Cool. Well, Kathy, you have anything to add to that?
No, Brewster was actually speaking for us tonight, but mimic his thoughts. I think Rick's done a fabulous job with the website. There's really no excuses that people should have. I can't, you know, saying they can't do this. Whether it's the e-tools or meeting face-to-face or whatever, there should be no excuse if somebody's truly interested in building this business.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I look forward to seeing you guys. Also, you know, when you guys get around Rick, make sure you pat him on the back, because I have seen Rick put these things together, and he's called me up and said, Cowboy, take a look at this. Take a look at it. 5 minutes later, Cowboy, I've changed it. Take a look at this. And Rick puts a lot of heart and soul into these tools that we can have, that we can build a business. And, you know, you guys give him a big hug when you see him and thank him for those tools. With that, we're going to run over to Robin and Daryl Hackendorf. Got to see you guys on Saturday. Awesome group of people from Cedar Park, Texas.
Good evening. I'm going to answer the why question first. And our long-term goal is that we both have the income that will allow both of us to pursue Neekin full-time and quit our jobs. And Daryl's going to say where we're going from here and how we're going to do that.
We're going to be approaching this next quarter with this in mind, that some will, some won't, and we have to move on to the next. We have to continue to keep a positive attitude, and we're going to remember to be using our catchphrase. We're going to be talking to new people and not just dwelling on or quit prospecting, because we're hoping that our last or most recent contacts are going to be making a decision. We have to remember we always need to be making new contacts and always have ABCs and previews scheduled and in the process. Using the e-tools is great, but we don't want to forget that we have to continue to make personal contact and develop personal relationships. And then last of all, and Rick said this too, that we need to remember that we have to lead by example if we expect to be able to attract good prospects.
Awesome. You got anything else to add to that?
No, I think that wraps it up for us.
Cool. Well, you guys are rocking in Cedar Park. And I don't know about you, but this next group of people, out of all the teams that we've seen go through this cycle, Magnets, that's just got to be the best team name I've heard. What do you think?
Well, it's an interesting name, that's for sure.
We've sort of heard them all, haven't we?
Yep, we have.
Okay, with that, we're going to go over to some good friends of mine right here in Waco, Texas, Steve and Amber King. Steve and Amber, are you guys going to tell us where you're going from here and why?
Yeah, we're going to go gold, hopefully in the next quarter, not quarter after that. You know, we're just going to keep on plugging away, putting people through the process, and I think we need to do what Rick was talking about and do a little cherry picking on our prospects. You know, look at the type of people, the type of people they are, and if you know, really think about if we want to want them in our organization. And the as far as our why, for financial freedom, for stress-free life, you know, Rick alluded to the fact that, you know, the stress is things that you can't control in your life, you know, whether they're money related or what have you, you know, and that's a big part of our stress right now is financial. You know, just looking forward to getting out from under that. That's our biggest reason why.
Biggest reason why is to get out financially, become financially free, correct?
Financially free.
And I want you to know that Steve and Amber also have three other wives running around the house.
Yeah, they're 10, 6, and 4.
6 and 4.
And they're all girls.
And if you don't mind me pointing something out, Steve and I went down to Austin for the preview last week, and Steve had a really big aha. And I think it really sunk in hard, if you don't mind me saying this, Steve. You know, when Rick was talking, he was talking about prospecting and prospecting up. And he wasn't talking about, you know, socially or, you know, racially or anything like that. He was talking about going after the person you want, not the person you can get. And,
yeah.
Steve, did that have an impact on you last Tuesday?
Oh, yes. Tremendous impact. It was, you know, and the day right after, let's see, now 2 days later, you know, I had a perfect opportunity to prospect someone, but he was in, you know, painter's get up. And, you know, I probably should have, but I thought to myself, is this really a person that I want to, you know, is he going to go get somebody, you know, is he a go-getter? And it just struck me that, no, he's not. So, you know, because for one reason or another, he just struck me that way. So I passed on it, you know, and it's not somebody that I'm going to go chase around. I'm going to do follow-up, but I'm not going to chase anybody around.
And I just want to stress that out because I think that's one of the very most important things you can learn about doing Nikan is just what Rick said, you know, go for what you want. Who's the person that you would offer $100,000 a year job to and
yeah.
Speak that out? You have anything to add to that, Steve or Amber?
No, that's going to be it.
Okay, awesome.
That's it.
Well, we're going to jump over to another good friend of mine, which I'm looking at him on the website, which is sort of funny because it says Omaha, Nebraska. And most of you know him from Omaha, Nebraska, but Darren Sliva is now an official Texan. He's entrenched into Waco, Texas, and he's been in Lubbock this weekend, I believe, signing up somebody in Lubbock, so we're really excited about that. Darren, where are you going to go from here and why?
Well, obviously I'm going forward. I'm going towards gold. You know, what's funny about this cycle is that my goal was to go gold, but I achieved a goal that I set many years ago, and now I'm living here in Texas. That was a goal. So just because you don't hit your goals right away or when you're scheduled to, doesn't mean you won't later. Because, like I said, when I started this cycle, I had no idea that I was going to end up living in Waco, Texas. But now I'm here, and I'm pretty darn excited about that. My goal is to go gold as soon as possible. Within the next 3 months. I'm really excited about being here because I'm just around so much activity and so many things that I can finally get something done.
Cool. And why are you doing this, Darren?
I'm building this because I want to have fun. I look at Rick and I want to have the lifestyle that Rick has. You know, wake up when you're done sleeping, go to the gym, have free time. You know, it's over the past few years, my mom has supported me a lot financially, and I think one of the biggest things that I want to do is hear back.
Okay, cool. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, I'm excited. I'm looking for the looking forward to the next session, and looking forward to making a big mess out of Waco.
Okay, let's go for it. All right. With that, we're going to go to Paul Osborne and Janice Graham in Kalamazoo, Michigan. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Where are you guys going to go from here, and why are you going to go?
Well, Jan's already retired, so she's doing the business full time. So I think the next thing for me to do is to get my butt in gear and for me to retire.
I think.
Just follow the process, talk to people. If that doesn't work, talk to more people. The tools that Rick's come up with now make it a lot easier than it used to be. The reason we're doing this is I lost everything 4 years ago, so I haven't really got a pension or anything. So I need some money, and NECN's the way to do it.
Plus, we're healthy.
You know, that's a good reason. I need some money, and plus we're helping. I like that. The two of you together.
I just had a physical, and my doctor doesn't believe I'm 62. She kept looking at the chart, and she wants to know what we're taking. So I had to print a load of stuff off, the supplements and everything else, and we've got to go back and see her.
You're really 62?
Yeah.
Is that you in that picture?
That's me.
You look like Dustin Hoffman?
Good clean living and NECN products.
Hey, Steve, all right. Don't get a crush on our British accented friend over there, cowboy.
Thanks, Rick.
Sorry, but Rick, it's your singing that I like so much.
Hey, you sound smarter than all of us already, man. I'm dumb American, so that's the accent. You're down to go roll diamond with that.
Exactly. Paul, you got anything else to add to that?
No, I think that's about it, mate.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, then we're going to go over to Page, Texas, to Charles and Sherry Barfield. Charles and Sherry, how y'all doing?
Hey, this is Sherry. We're doing great. We're excited about convention.
Cool.
We're going to be silver by the end of the month.
Awesome.
Yeah, so our next goal, of course, is to become gold. And I have been so sick for so long, and in the last 3 months, I have truly become a product of the product. I experience wellness daily. I don't have headaches. I don't have stomach aches. I don't have sinuses. And I have lots of energy. And as a side effect of all that, I've lost about 25 pounds. And I have just got to tell the story. For as sick as I have been, and my friends have all seen me be so sick. And I carry my water around with me everywhere I go in these big, tall glass bottles. And I had a friend the other day ask me if she could have some of my water. And I said, well, I guess so. I've been drinking out of that bottle, so, you know, you're going to be drinking after me. And she said to me, well, that'll be okay because you're the healthiest person I know.
Awesome.
And that was that was just totally awesome. But the reason we are going to keep working this business is because we want to build our financial security and wellness, and we want to be able to enhance other people's wellness and finances as well. And NECN's the way to do it.
Cool. Well, you guys rock there in Page, Texas, and you're kicking some tail, going silver by the end of the month. That's awesome. And,
Thank you.
I think that takes care of everybody except for my partner. And I know that Jackie's going platinum, and I'm going the same direction. That's our goals. I'm sure we have those mutual goals as going platinum. And, Jackie, though, why don't you share your why real quick, and then I'm going to share mine, and then we'll turn it over to Rick for what's left.
Well, those of you who know me know I love animals and people in general. And I do like the money, so I'm not going to be one of those that says the money doesn't matter, because I like nice things, and those of you who have been with me when I shop, you know I like to shop, and I just like to give to other people. That just really lights my fire when I can do things for other people. And I support as many organizations as I can, and they're seems like there's always a lot more coming on the line once they know you donate money to abused horse ranches and saving animals and all that sort of stuff. They manage to find you, and I'm delighted when they do. So it really isn't. I live a comfortable life now, and
I don't really need more things for myself, even though I do buy them sometimes. I just really want to do more for, I want to do the society pillar and the family pillar and be able to make a big contribution and make a difference. It's always been a motivation in my life. And it, you know, for everybody that feels the same kind of things that I do, even if it's a small difference in the very beginning, just make a difference. And the more you do it, the more you'll love to do it, and the better it'll make you feel. So I just appreciate being part of this company and getting to know everybody on this call. I so appreciate the people on my team, and they're all doing a great job, and I'm so proud of them. And I can't wait to see many of them at convention and all the rest of you, too. So it's been a privilege to be able to co-host as we've been doing. And, Steve, I appreciate everything you've done. And, Rick, you've done an absolute fabulous job with the e-tools, and we just appreciate all the time. And it is funny when he calls and says, hey, take a look at this. What do you think? It's exciting because you get the first look at most everything. So it's great to be part of a great team.
Yes, it is, and you know, it's like the other day he was up here to do a preview, and I pulled up my preview for him over there, overhead projector. He goes, that's not the right one. Well, you know, I happen to have about 20 versions I had to erase just to get to the final copy.
Mm-hmm.
No, Rick does put in a lot of work, and you know, Paige is awesome. She's joined in his business in a great way, and he's, you know, they're traveling together, they're coming up here together. I think it's just a really neat thing, and the tools. Folks, if you have not got the training on these e-tools, Rick's going to be doing it again soon. Hopefully he'll do it on another webinar for those of you that can't come to Austin, but he's going to be doing it again at our Rhythm. And it's awesome how simple he has made doing this business. Not that he's taken out the equation of meeting people or establishing relationships, but as far as the follow-up, as far as the handing out the information, you're just connecting them to the information. And it's really cool. My why? Well, y'all that have been around me for a while know my why. I've got two sides to my sheet that I did at Silver Training and Humans Being More Training. And one side is all the pictures and the neat stuff, but the other side is two letters, one from each of my daughters. And I probably couldn't read to you right now if I tried, but mine is more family than anything. And I'm going to make this work. I'm going to work with my downline. I'm committed to my downline, to helping them grow and to bring on new people. And yes, I'm one of those people like you, Jackie. I won't say the money's bad. I got in it for the money. But you know, over the time that I've been in Nikon business, the things that I've seen now and the things that I've experienced with other people and the things that they do and the things that it's changing their lives, both financially and physically, that's become a major drive in what I do. And so, it has been a great pleasure with all you guys. I'm sure we'll see some of you back on the next call. It's almost like the end. This is a really different kind of cycle, folks. It's not, I don't know, it seems like it's more tight, Rick. I don't know how to explain that, but
yeah.
This is almost like a farewell to a really neat thing that we've done this last cycle.
Yeah, it's really kind of sad.
It's happy,
but it's sad.
You get that feeling, Jackie? I mean, it's
yeah.
Sort of. A different kind of, but you guys are luck, and we're going to do it. And Rick, it's yours.
In the words of Clint Eastwood, I had a great time with you guys too, but this doesn't mean we're going to be taking long good night walks in the park together. You know what? This is awesome. Something interesting about what you guys just said. This was the biggest. I've been retooling Pathfinders for a while because I knew we needed to step up to meet the new marketplace. And this cycle, do you guys realize when we started this cycle, we had no e-tool? None.
Right.
Do you guys realize what's happened in 90 days?
Yes. The whole dynamic shift.
This is the reason I mentioned this. We've had to do sideways training for 90 days to catch you guys up that are listening to this call. What's going to happen next cycle will be the first cycle ever with our full complement of weapons. So the people that are carrying forward, the new people coming on, this will be the most dynamic, fast-growing cycle, especially when you combine it with coming out back in a convention. This next cycle will be like a thunderclap. So get your teams ready, people listening to this call. Get yourselves ready, people going to be on the call. we are going to absolutely come unglued over this next cycle. This next cycle, I've been telling you guys this for a year, when we hit October, we got all the tools in place, and Ken's got everything in place, everything's ready to go. This next cycle is money. This is when it's going to start happening. So the bottom line, you guys, is buckle up your chin strap. It's ready to go. It is absolutely not playtime anymore. And as soon as we get back, I hope you guys are all committed to stepping up listening to this. Let's come back. You're going to have your webinars next cycle. You're going to have a course content that will be awesome. You're going to have training in every aspect of building your business, from launching to prospecting, creating interest. You're going to have accountability. We will be a very finely tuned machine next cycle, because we can begin with everything in place. So, bottom line, guys, hope you're ready for some fun. And just let me say this. You all mean the world to me. I would do anything for any of you. And you're all, you just mean a lot to me. And my wife and I are very committed to you. And, you know, you guys are such fine people and such high caliber people and such high content of character people that it's an honor and a pleasure to work with you. And for me, this isn't about you guys going silver or gold. I mean, that's something that we get anyway. For me, this is about doing something that makes sense. I just got done watching on TV. You know, on 60 Minutes, they were talking about, you know, they had a big thing on their bank about Bank of America, and they were talking about, you know, all the things that have gone on. And whoever would have thought, all, you know, 10 or 20 years ago, that these white-collar jobs, guys, I'm not talking people that turned bolts, white-collar jobs, you know, Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch getting bought by Bank of America. I was watching that, and I almost can't believe it, and I saw it. And that's what's going on right now, guys. There's so much doom and gloom. There's so little hope. We're upsizing. We're in the new economy. We have a healthcare solution. We have a job market solution. We have a global enterprise. We have everything you'd want to put together the perfect portfolio. We're at a time and place in history to literally reap the harvest. We can absolutely reap the harvest, and we can do it the right way. We can make our living and our living in an honorable way. So for me, this is more of a vision quest than a business. I love it. It means everything to me, and you guys mean everything to me, and doing it together is a very special thing. And I really do. I never had the feeling when I left my Army unit that I was really connected. When I worked in corporate, I felt like nobody cared about anybody. I think the thing I like the best about Neken is when I come on this call, I really, truly feel like you guys are a part of my life, not just people I talk with on Sunday night. So thank you for all that you do. Without you, I'd just be a weirdo on a call talking to nobody. So I may give you the tools, but you guys listening to the call and you guys on the call are the call. I'm nothing more than a guy that sets events in motion. And thank you to Cowboy and Jackie for being such amazing hosts and leaders. You know, they certainly earn their place here with their volume, but the reason they're here is because of the kind of people that they are and the way they do things. Guys, last thing I'm going to tell you, it's not about getting to Royal Diamond. It's about how you get to Royal Diamond, and when you're there, being proud of it.
Amen.
That's the bottom line. So the bottom line, guys, it's about how you build it just as much as building it. And then, by the way, if you build it right and you take care of people, you'll not only get to Diamond, but when you get there, you won't go into a free fall because you crushed all your goals to get there and your legs fall apart. So take care of your people. Take care of your dream and go out and build it, because at the end of the day, I can give you all the tools and this program can give you the tools. At the end of the day, you must be the most fierce defender of your own dream, because you're in business for yourself. You may not be in business by yourself, and you're surrounded by a community, but at the end of the day, you've got to be the greatest defender of your own vision. And if you can do that, you can make yourself a retirement and a life. And just think, when you're making $100,000 a month and you're sitting in your big house looking back on the journey, and there's kids out of daycare and children off autism drugs and amputation stops and all the people whose souls were not amputated in their dead jobs, and you're going to get paid for doing something, it will be worth more to you than the money. And just look forward to the journey, guys. You're on a great vision quest. So that's all I've got to say. I can smell my wife's got dinner ready. We're eating late tonight because we had some to do some stuff. And I will, and we're not eating wild boar either. I should have stopped and at least got a new hat or something. But anyways, we're going to have a great night. Anybody have any comments before we go and then get ready to kick off the new cycle on November 2?
Yeah, convention.
All right, well, God bless you all. Yeah, thank you, and I'll look forward to seeing you all here in just a couple days, okay?
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.